Hello and welcome to our service from the Church of the Epiphany for September 15th, 2024. Flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of special parents Glenn and Betty Whittington, Sister Susan given by Mary Liz and Joe Walls. Bishop Todd visits us next Sunday. There's going to be a bake garage rummage sale October 5th. Trivia night's coming up October the 12th. And our food cupboard always needs donations. And there's a wish list here. And all your donations are gratefully received and faithfully given. Penny Social is coming up in October. There are mint smoothies available. Meat and veggie pies. $5 makes a whole meal. And remember also that our special or weekly donations can be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman, address and phone number in the email. And now the opening. O God, wisdom of the universe, you bear the pain of your people. Grant us the gift of wisdom that we may discern your way and live justly and graciously amid the struggles of this world. Amen. The scripture reading is from Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And they answered, "Oh, John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter answered him, "You're the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you're setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." And he called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. What will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes into the glory of his Father with the holy angels." The Gospel of Christ. And now, a sermon, a reflection on Mark. The Gospel lesson could be seen as getting close to a bullseye. Jesus draws his disciples into conversation about who he is, their relationship to him. Starts with a wide circle. Who do people say I am? And the answers the disciples give him are that he is thought of as the forerunner of the Messiah. But Peter says, "You're the Messiah." There's a huge difference between the one who has come before, the one who announces the coming of the Christ, and the Christ himself. For instance, in just about every way, the Christ who is about to come but is not yet here is a lot easier to deal with. All we can do is await Christ. Like the bumper sticker says, "Jesus is coming. Look busy." That's where the disciples were. That's where the rest of the people who thought of Jesus as the forerunner were. But Peter recognized Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, the one that they had been waiting for, that they had arrived. But Jesus does not react as we might expect. Notice, it's not what you'd expect. He doesn't say, "Yes, you're right," or "No, that's not it," to Peter. The gospel says Jesus sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. And he went on then to explain that he would suffer terribly, be rejected by the religious authorities, be killed, but rise again after 3 days. Jesus is totally, transparently honest about this. So Peter speaks for many of us, perhaps most of us, who want a relationship with Christ without the suffering, the agony, the betrayal, the abandonment of the cross. Peter reprimanded Jesus, resisting the dreadful reality that Jesus foretold. It's as though Peter said, "It can't be that way, Jesus. We won't let it be that way. You won't suffer and die." Remember later in the story, it's Peter who said he'd always be faithful and yet then in the end denied Jesus 3 times. And Jesus' response to being told that he would not need to suffer was stunning. He says, "Get behind me, Satan." This is the one disciple who 10 seconds before had correctly identified him as the Messiah. And now this one disciple is called God's adversary. That's what Satan means. All because he can't or won't imagine that his friend would be tortured and killed. Jesus used the same language with Peter that he used in driving demons out of people. It's as though Peter's wrong notion of Jesus is as crippling as demonic possession. What does it say about Jesus' way in life that someone so close to him could be so wrong about the path that lay ahead? Peter wants to hold on to his friendship and not let Jesus walk his journey in this world. This is not a happy message that Jesus gives. It's not the basis for the feel-good movie of the fall. But it's how God is alive in the world. It's how God is at work in our world. Although we do not understand it, although like the hymn says, we hope one day we'll understand it all by and by. One prominent preacher once said, "You can't succeed preaching the cross. People don't want to hear it. They've already have enough problems." And at one level, he's correct. What do we mean when we say we all have our crosses to bear? You've said that. I've said that. We mean everyone's got problems. You want to complain, go ahead, but you're not alone. In fact, if it's a contest, probably other people's problems are worse than yours. So what was Jesus thinking, trying to get people to follow him, deny themselves, and follow him to the cross of suffering? Losing one's life to save it? Even rejoicing when we suffer for righteousness? Is anyone going to sign up for that? It's easy to believe in God's message when we're alone looking at the beauty of the sky, as the psalmist described. It's even easy to be grateful to God for the gift of the instruction we find in the Bible. If we're studying the Bible alone, we can smugly say to ourselves, "Think how wonderful the world would be if everyone obeyed God's word." But faith in Christ calls us out of those solitary pursuits. Faith in Christ calls us to bring Christ where the hurt is the worst, where despair is the deepest, where hope struggles. We can't sit at our desk and respond fully to Christ. We have to be aware of the brokenness around us. We have to be touched and even affected by the suffering of others. A young person in college was in the midst of despair. They found themselves sitting in a church, sure that no one understood what they were going through. Like many people, they struggled with painful moments of doubt and uncertainty. It was their dark night of the soul. The certain knowledge that they were failing, not just classes, but failing to live up to the expectations of their loved ones. As a student, this person felt broken. They looked up in the chapel, saw a cross with Jesus' body on it. Most people prefer crosses, empty crosses, because we emphasize the resurrection. The empty cross, not the torture of the crucifixion. But the student looked up, saw a crucifix, and was enlightened. They said, "You do understand, Lord. You have been here. You understand us all." The student suddenly, in a life-changing way, understood that God's love is everywhere. Suddenly he saw God's love embraces us, seeks us out as beloved children, even in this most difficult world, on this most difficult, often sorrow-filled journey, we're loved and understood. That's what we need to remember, that the God of the earth and stars loves us passionately, personally, deeply. That love changes us, makes us strong and brave enough to care for others, strong and brave enough to trust in a power and a strength beyond ourselves. It gives us power and strength displayed in the Christ on the cross. It gives us power and strength that allows us to face our world and pick up the cross of Christ. It is this power and strength that sets us free from ourselves, that releases us for loving service to Christ in this world of difficulty. And now our hymn. Now we declare our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He'll come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray. Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs. Loving our neighbors and ourselves, we offer our thanksgiving and our petitions on behalf of the Church and the world. Our prayers are asked especially for Debbie, Jamie, Jackie, Paul, Suzanne, and Peter, Kenny, Jim, Norma, Dave, Peter, and Dan, Mike, Scott, and Lisa, Roger, Maxine, Wendy, Eric, Beverly, Sarah Jane, Linda, Jackie, Cam, Janice, and Darren. Hear our prayers, God of power, and through the ministry of your Son, free us from the grip of the tomb. that we may desire you as the fullness of life, and proclaim your saving deeds to all the world. Amen. And Jesus said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the Church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. And this is a prayer based on the Scriptures. Wisdom of God, from street corners and the entrances to the city, you proclaim the way of life and death. Grant us the wisdom to recognize your Messiah, that following in the way of the cross, we may know the way of life and glory. Amen. And this is the blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. And feel free to be in touch. You can email or text. And now, our blessing.
May God's blessings surround you each day as you trust Him. Thank you.